Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as we witness a new and continued complex and ever more disturbing forms of violence and persecution, we share the concern of High Commissioner regarding the increasing humanitarian needs and forced displacement. We praise the High Commissioner's work dedicated to solving the problems of refugees from Syria, Yemen, Iraq, Somalia, Rohingya populations, and other places of conflicts or disasters. The state of Qatar contributes every year to the alleviation of these humanitarian crises through the UNHCR. In 2017, the Qatar Fund for Development has provided $26.8 million of financial support to UNHCR and ranked 19th on the list of UNHCR top donors. In 2018, UNHCR has received around $20 million from Qatar Fund for Development and Qatari NGOs. This amount is expected at least to double by the end of year 2018. We highly value the activities of UNHCR in offering international protection and safeguarding the rights and well-being of refugees. The lives of millions of people are at risk today on perilous roads while fleeing war, violence, and human rights violations, seeking safety and protection. Regardless of their status, countries must ensure effective protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms while implementing policies that address the movement of refugees. As we continue to face large-scale influxes and mixed movement of people in many regions of the world, the State of Qatar firmly believes that the refugees' response should be guided by the principles of fundamental rights as enshrined in the United Nations Charter and the Geneva Convention on Refugees. The New York Declaration of Refugees and Migrants reaffirmed that international cooperation is an essential element to the refugees' protection. And it also underlines the leadership of UNHCR in tackling this pressing phenomena. The effort deployed by UNHCR and the international donors community has helped to improve the situation of refugees in various parts of the world. However, due to the ongoing armed conflict in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, Somalia, Myanmar, and elsewhere, the situation remains fragile. We must be vigilant and act without delay in order to save lives and ensure protection of refugees. The State of Qatar believes that alongside assistance to refugees and the protection of their rights, special attention must also be given to safe, voluntary, and dignified return and to the promotion of legal pathways for those in need of protection. We should also focus more on the support of internally displaced persons who are at risk of becoming refugees if their displacement persists. As an example, we note in particular the current situation in Syria with regard to IDPs fleeing the zones of conflict. The number of structure of a displaced population there, mostly elderly and children, as well as their suffering continue to be a cause of a great concern. We thank the UNHCR for the support it has provided to IDPs through protection and legal assistance, policy development, and capacity building. We are pleased to highlight that education above all, a Qatari foundation announced this year that 10 million of the most marginalized children worldwide will receive a quality education through Educate a Child program, a major milestone towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. The education provision has to be supplemented by protection of education and the prevention of war, conflict, and insecurity. From this platform, we would like to highlight the importance of the issue of certification and validation of learning, especially to refugee children and youth. This issue represents a major gap in international education policy and the practice, and there is a little guidance on which to generate a policy recommendation for ministries of education, United Nations agencies such as UNHCR, UNICEF, and UNESCO. Moreover, getting refugee children and youth into school will not be sustainable nor productive if this education is not documented or officially recognized across different education system and jurisdiction to enable them to move to the next grade or cycle of education or to obtain employment in their host countries or when they return home. We welcome to the reference to facilitate recognition of equivalency of academic, professional, and vocational qualification and the recognition of the skills and the qualification among refugees and host communities and the GSER. Madam Chairperson, the State of Qatar is committed and ready to support you in finding solution for global refugee-related challenges we all face today. I would like to thank all participants and wish you the successful deliberation. Thank you.